My mama used to say not to worry, 'cause it's just like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but to tell you the truth.
Hey mamas, you're listening to the Whole Mama Podcast with Jenna Gibbons. We'll talk all things motherhood and how to build a solid foundation for our children. Our goal is to empower and educate and provide the tools to embrace motherhood and raise compassionate and confident lifelong learners. We believe that as mamas, we need to give ourselves some grace, and our children deserve the best education. I'm your host, Jenna Gibbons, recording right from my barn outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So throw something comfy on and grab a mug of your favorite drink, and let's get started. We have so much to talk about. Thanks for joining me today. Thank you for joining me today at the Whole Mama on our Teaching Tuesday. I'm so glad you're here. And this is a really important episode, so I'm glad you are here today. So first of all, do you know how many adults are illiterate in our country right now? What percent of children are proficient in reading? And why is kindergarten so critically important? Oh my gosh, I'm just going to tell you right now that today is a little bit of a rant for me. Yeah, I've been holding it in for a while. I've kind of talked about literacy and how important I feel that it is here and there. But today, I think just because it's Reading Awareness Month, and I'm just like pumped up and ready to talk about why this is such an important topic for us as parents, especially right now after 2020 and all these things. So so we're going to talk about, like I said, this title is the current state of literacy in the United States. And we're just going to dive in. I have some research to share with you and some just important data that I think is like just mind-blowing, and that I just parents need to be aware of what's going on. And, you know, teachers know it. They're doing, you know, the best that they can. And it's just a crazy time. So I'm glad you're here with me today. I hope you are doing well this week. We have been busy on the farm. So I was out today putting hay out, and I got my 10,000 steps in. Thank goodness. I've been trying to really get back into the groove of things, getting in shape and stuff. And, so today I am drinking water just because I'm hydrating, because, you know, yeah, I was outside pretty much a good part of the day. We're just, you know, it's springtime, so we have to get the farm ready. We have a lot of weeding to do, and cleaning and starting our spring cleaning. So anyway, I hope you have something delicious you're drinking, and let's just dive in right now. Let's get started. So I'm going to share some statistics with you, and of course in my show notes I'll put all the resources, but I want you to really think about this as I say it and process what I'm saying. Here we go. More than 37% of fourth graders are not reading at the basic level in their grade. And 26% of eighth graders are not reading at their basic level. 37% of fourth graders are not reading at grade level. That's almost half. Holy cow. And then the Family Literacy Center also predicts that if a child is not proficiently reading by the fourth grade, he or she will have a 78% chance of not catching up with classmates. That's astounding. I have more. Listen to this. Some 36 million adults in the United States don't have basic reading, writing, and math skills above a third grade level, according to ProLiteracy. And illiteracy is a major factor in whether adolescents graduate from high school. 1 in 6 high school students, or about 1.2 million teens, drop out each year, according to ProLiteracy. I have more. This one for me, and if you know me and you know my heart, is about setting that foundation before a child even steps into kindergarten. Listen to this. Students who are behind when they start kindergarten make up the largest portion of school dropouts. These students have a less than 12% chance, 12% of attending college, according to the Children's Reading Foundation. Wow. And there's more. I mean, I didn't even put all the other data that I found. And that's not even accounting for, you know, kind of what's going on this year with the pandemic and everything. I literally can't sit and do nothing. I can't sit and hope for the best for our kids and put it on all the shoulders of teachers. And I started the Whole Mama in order to help and teach and inspire. I wanted to help mothers thrive in their own lives because we need to, so that we can provide fully for our families. And I've also started the Whole Mama to empower mothers and parents and put the power of this very issue into your own hands, right? As you know, we always talk about it takes a village. It sure does, especially with literacy. And for some reason, I feel these days we just put it on the back burner. Oh, they'll get it. It's by third grade. It's like, not to put the pressure on, but kind of put in the pressure. It's go time. Like there's a huge shift, in instruction for your children from pre-K, kinder, first and second grade. You are learning to read, right? Learning to read. And if you look, we always talked about this when I was teaching. If you look at when we looked at data, from those darn test scores, but it did show once a child hits third grade and they are not a strong reader, test scores drop immediately, third grade. Why? Because they're not learning to read anymore. They are entirely reading to learn. There's a huge shift. You're not learning to read anymore. You are reading to learn. And it's a game changer. And so getting all of that in place in a fun and in approachable way for your kids before third grade has to happen. Has to. But I'm here to tell you that it's possible, and it's really just a matter of having a game plan and a couple other things I'm going to share in a minute. And you're doing all that you can do. So first and foremost, you have to give yourself grace because I daily am like, oh my gosh, I was supposed to do this, and this, and I did none of it. So that's going to happen, but you show up every day. You show up for your kids. You're there for them. That's what matters. You're doing it. And so as mamas, we can help prepare our students for success. As fathers, we can help prepare our students for success. As grandparents, we can help prepare our students for success. And I know this past year will, you know, like I said, have a huge impact on literacy numbers. I know that. Some kids are thriving, which is wonderful. And then some kids are really struggling from, you know, pre-K to 12th grade and into college. But I can tell you that we can do this. It's you have to show up every day for them. And I know you're tired. I know you're working. I know you have, health issues, I'm sure, going on, all that kind of stuff. But literally, even if it's 20 minutes, you are doing something. You are there for them, okay? So I have some really excited things happening. You can probably tell in my voice that I'm super pumped up about this because like I said, when I first started the Whole Mama, I knew there was something more. I was supposed to teach in a different way. And I'm still, praying on that and searching for that. But it's one of those things when you hear that voice, you have to follow it. And I have this experience. I have all these, resources and ways that, we taught our English language learners, kids who were learning to read in a different language, who were absolutely amazing, mind-blowing that they did. I mean, it was just incredible to see. But there's lots that you can do that is right at home, quick and easy, and it's just reinforcing what they're learning at school. Okay, so first of all, I want to say there's just three simple things to do just to get started, okay, even before you do anything with your kids, you know, start like, you know, instructing them or anything like that. Number one is reading and or writing daily, right? Providing the experience with reading and writing every day. Let me give you an example, because I don't want it to seem overwhelming when I say every day, right? I mean, again, give yourself grace because there are days that just doesn't happen, but you're showing up as often as you can, as daily as you can. Okay, so first of all is, like I've said in my other episodes, having a little book bag with some readers, you know, that are right about maybe a little bit, I don't know, people have different opinions on this. In book bags, I like to have some books that kiddos are can easily read to continue that confidence. Then you have another one that's just a little bit challenging, and then you have one that's just a little bit harder. But really, it should be books that are in your book bag that they can read independently. Okay, so that's key. So, I mean, literally, you could say, time to read, put some relaxing music on. I'm going to read my book, you read your book. And that's also getting you reading, right? Because you should be reading too, even if you're not a huge reader, doing audiobooks or, you know, whatever it is, doing a devotional or you know, something that's showing, because you have to be a model for good reading. And with daily writing, you know, with younger kiddos, I mean, they might just be labeling a picture, right? With, you know, different, if they're drawing a picture of something they did that day and then sounding out how that word might look and putting it next, that label next to what they drew. Maybe they're writing a one word for their sentence, or I'm sorry, one word for their picture. Maybe they're writing a couple words for their picture. Maybe they're writing a full one sentence for the picture. Maybe they're writing a short paragraph. Like, it's going to vary, but it's opening the doors and giving that opportunity. Another great idea for daily writing that a dear friend of mine does with her daughter is having a journal. And, you know, that's just a great way to have a casual writing experience with, a child to have with their, you know, mom, dad, grandparent, and uncle, who doesn't matter, but writing back and forth to each other, is just a great way to encourage daily reading. Number two, be consistent. So that's one of the biggest things is consistency. So you can't like teach, you know, phonics here and there and then teach a sight word here or there. Again, showing up, like you have to, you know, show them, you know, working on phonics or fluency or writing and staying consistent. And again, it's not going to be like a full on lesson plan because, you know, their teachers are teaching them in their classrooms. You are just reinforcing. You are just like a little planting seeds and reminding, oh yeah, remember, look at this word. We've talked about this word yesterday. So showing up for your kids and expecting them to show up as well. We're not doing this for a full hour. It's literally 20 minutes. And, you know, having fun together. And then you're actually also getting time together after a busy day or maybe before your busy day. Maybe this is better for you to do in the morning at breakfast time. Or, you know, getting ready or in the car driving to school. And number three, setting mindset. So for me lately with my my five-year-old, you know, we'll be talking and he'll say something like, well, I can't read. And so I'll stop him right there because I just had a pit in my stomach. Like, you know, that breaks my heart that you're saying that because you're believing that I can't read. So I stopped him and I said, wait. I said, I have to guide him to switching that mindset for himself. And I said, no, honey, you're learning to read. And so now he'll catch himself, you know, instead of saying, and he still slips up, but you can almost see a little smile on his face. You know, instead of saying, oh, I can't read. Oh, I'm learning to read, mom. I don't know that word. And then I'll help him. Or I'm learning to write. Not that I can't write, because that's not true. You can read. You can read those signs. That we're driving by, that's environmental print. You can write your name. You can read your name. You can read these five sight words. You are reading. Like, I think that we have to, kiddos, especially when I saw kiddos who just were so down on themselves, especially after a test where they might not have done well, we need to encourage them and motivate them so that when they do have those moments where they feel like they're failing or they messed up or they're not getting it, that it's okay, that they have all this other knowledge and that's the whole learning thing. None of us know everything. And so we're always learning. We're always growing. So just switching that mindset, I think, really is a game changer for your kiddos. So as I said, and you can probably tell in my voice that I'm just like so fired up about this, that this has been on my heart for a long time after working in education. And I've, you know, I've prayed about it. I've brainstormed ways to help families, especially in literacy, but just in education in general, you know, so that they have a solid foundation going into school. And if they're already in school, you know, ways that you can reinforce things at home. So it's not just, they're not just hearing it, you know, once every couple days, or they're, you know, there's that consistency that, okay, well, my teacher's talking about this, and now, you know, mom, dad, or grandma, or whoever's at home is saying it too. It must be pretty important. And there's just an accountability there, you know? So I've really thought about ways that I could help provide for parents. So in the coming weeks, I'm going to chat with you more about this exciting stuff that's coming up. But I'm just going to mention it here real quick because it ties in nicely with Reading Awareness Month, which it's already the 23rd. I can't believe it. And it just kind of, you know, this all kind of ties into what I'll be talking about and doing with some mamas. So, and parents. It could be anyone who's really at home with their kiddos. Obviously, you know, the whole mama, we focus on whole mama, but this is really anyone who's at home with kiddos and encouraging them to read and to write daily. So I've pulled together all of the great things that we did with our kiddos to get them reading and writing proficiently or close to proficiently as quickly as possible into two workshops that I'm going to help parents proactively prepare their children for school instead of reacting to the problems they face in the classroom, right? So we're trying to be more proactive instead of reactive, if possible. So I'll be offering two workshops I'm so pumped about, and I'll send some more information about the dates on those and how to register and everything like that. So the first one is called the Whole Readers Workshop, and that's for families who have kiddos from pre-K to first grade. And then I'll talk about in a minute what that's going to be. So I have the whole readers and then I have the whole writers, and that's the same thing for pre-K through first grade. And this is for, like I said, excuse me, parents or guardians or anyone who's with kiddos that who want to help their children do the following. Okay. So the reading workshop, is going to be working on, identifying sounds and words. So if you've heard my other episode about phonemic awareness, quick and easy ways to identify sounds in words and putting sounds together to make words by hearing. Then decoding unfamiliar words, breaking them down and sounding them out. And those are all the phonic skills, quick and easy little things you can do. Identifying unknown words and reading with fluency. So those darn sight words. But I promise you they're not as intimidating as you may think. And some other things in the reading workshop. The writing workshop is going to, of course, it kind of takes, when you're writing, you are using those reading skills as well. But this is going to be focusing on identifying parts of a sentence, because I think some of that is overlooked, and I think that can just be an easy way, an easy conversation you can have with your kids. How to write in a journal independently. How to illustrate and label a picture independently. And this is like, there's a transition when you're writing and learning to write from all these things. So we'll talk about that in the workshop, but moving from, you know, illustrating a picture to labeling a picture and then being able to write about your picture so that you can help your kiddos write at least one to three sentences or more independently about their picture. And those are just a couple things that we're going to touch in those workshops. It's going to be really fun. And like I talked about on my social media today, that this would just even be 20 minutes a day with them, right? A couple times a week, if you can't do every day. And that these workshops are going to be fun and not time consuming, because I know that mama life is busy. It's crazy. So don't worry. They're not going to be super, super long. They're not going to take weeks to do. They'll be informative and fun and supportive, and you will leave with a simple and effective game plan for your child's learning. And of course, wear jammies and bring a yummy drink, because that's what we do here at the Whole Mama. And just setting that foundation and getting your kiddos prepared for the next school year and beyond. I mean, you could do this workshop anytime, but I know that right now parents are, you know, nervous about just kind of what leading into the next school year. So this is the perfect time to do this workshop. So my rant's over. I could go on and on about this topic, and I'm sure we'll be talking more about that in some other episodes. But I hope that this has just, you know, kind of reminded you of the importance of this, of literacy in our country and in our homes, and that we can, you know, stay tuned for more information about our workshops coming up. And let's go. Let's show up for our kids because they need us, and we can do this in our community together. Thank you for joining me today at the Whole Mama on our Teaching Tuesday, and I look forward to seeing you later this week. Take care. Hey Mama, thank you for joining me at the barn today for the Whole Mama podcast. I hope you've laughed, reflected, and learned something valuable to take home to your family. I'll meet you right back here next week. And in the meantime, focus on these important things. Take care of yourself. Read daily with your children, and find times throughout the day to truly be present with your family. This time is precious, so we must embrace those moments and be intentional about it. Lastly, remember to find those things that bring you joy daily. That cup of coffee, those comfy leggings, that song or that scripture, or even that glass of wine. Whatever it is, make sure you find that daily joy for yourself. You deserve it, Mama. If you enjoy this show, please consider supporting it and click the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes. For more content, community, and connection, please subscribe to receive a monthly Whole Mama newsletter at my blog at iamthewholemama.com and follow me on social media. Thank you again for joining me today, and I'll meet you right back here for our next episode at The Whole Mama.